May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn number 1135 to the tune Cedar 900. In thy name, O Lord, assembling, we thy people now draw near. Teach us to rejoice with trembling. Speak and let thy servants hear. Hear with meekness. Hear thy word with godly fear. Hymn number 1135.
The Lord's help, we will read together from his holy word, Psalm 71. Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honour all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonour that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually. And will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things. O God, who is like unto thee? Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. And may God bless to us that reading of his holy word, may teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we do thank thee for the multitude of thy mercies which surround us. We thank thee for gathering us together this morning hour in thy house. We do thank thee for this returning day of rest. And we do pray, Lord, that we might be found as John was, who said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. We pray, Lord, that we might be in the Spirit, that we might have a spirit of thankfulness as we come into thy courts, thankful that we are found in thy house, thankful for the open word, thankful that we live in a gospel day, that we have this house of prayer to meet in, thankful for those that we gather with, and Lord, thankful that though we are poor, unworthy sinners, yet there is that throne of grace, and how thankful we are that the door of mercy is still open, and that we have a name to plead, that name which is above every name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that truly we might plead that name as we come into thy house, that it might be he instead of me is seen when I approach to God. So we, Lord, we thank thee that there is a way whereby poor sinners can approach. And though our worship, Lord, is mixed with sin, our best is stained and dyed with sin, our all is nothing worth, yet we have that glorious hope of the dear Son of God sitting at the Father's right hand, making intercession for us, a great and a glorious high priest, once crucified, now risen, exalted in heaven above. Oh, may we be truly thankful for that unspeakable mercy. And may we know those tokens, those evidences, those comforts. May we find our hearts touched, our cases met. May we feel thy blessing, Lord, as we gather in thy house. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt, dear Lord Jesus, make petition on our behalf, as we lay our petitions at thy feet, that thou wilt take them and personate them and fit and suit them and perfume them with thy merits and make them acceptable and obtain answers of peace on our behalf. Oh then, Lord, may we, with the thought upon our minds, may we come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, how needful we are of thy forgiving mercy. Oh, how needful we are of thy notice this day. Oh, we pray, Lord, that as we've come into thy house, oh, we may have come prayerfully and carefully, knowing, Lord, how holy and high thou art. Oh, we pray we might ever be mindful of our own state and case. Lord, we might not come in puffed up or proud, but we might be humbled as we come into thy courts. Thou art coming to a king. Oh, may we feel it, Lord. How can we approach? Oh, that we might put on that royal garment, as Queen Esther, who ventured, if I perish, I perish. But she ventured. She took the royal garment of the king's providing, and having put it on, she found and obtained favour in his sight. And so may we, by faith, put on that robe, that royal robe, and seek to approach in Christ Jesus, in that finished work. Oh, may we find and may we obtain favour in thy sight. Oh, may it be, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. May the blessings flow through the Lord Jesus Christ to us this day. Oh, do open thy kind hand and pour out blessing upon us, that there may not be room enough to receive them. May our hearts be overflowing. May we leave thy house this day different to how we came. May there be something to take home, something to feed on, something to live on in the coming days. Or may we know a portion for 7 and also for 8. May there be that desire, do not pass me by. Oh Lord, mine's an urgent, pressing case. And so we pray, Lord, that thou remember us each. Thou knowest, Lord, how we've come, our thoughts, our exercises, our burdens. Oh, may there be a casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. May we know what it is to unbosom our cares at thy feet. Find thee a prayer-hearing and prayer-answering God, for thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. Lord, how often we're overwhelmed. Things too much for us. We look at the unknown way. We have maybe mountains in the way. Appointments, things, Lord, that are looming. And, oh, we fear and tremble at times. Oh, well, we pray we might know living faith. We might know thy strength, thy help. Oh Lord, we might look back and see all the way the Lord our God has led us. And in looking back, being able to look forward with a henceforth. Maybe a hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Oh, and then looking forward, may we go leaning on all sufficient grace. Do bless this cause of truth. Think of the dear pastor. Travelled up to Attleborough this day. We pray journey mercies. He might go in the fullness of the gospel. And he might know true liberty in the preaching. And this appointment might prove to be one of thy appointments. Lord, we pray that thou bring him home in peace and safety. Do follow with thy blessing those things spoken in thy name, and continue to bless his labours here, we beseech thee, wherever, Lord, he is sent forth. We ask, Lord, that there might be those signs following for thy honour and glory. We thank thee, Lord, for thy mercy, and pray that thou wilt continue to bless souls here. There might be that gathering in from the congregation into the church, Lord, are building up in their most holy faith. And so, Lord, do help the deacons as they bear office here with their responsibilities. Give them grace and wisdom in all their dealings. The Sunday school teachers, the children, the parents, Lord, the church and congregation, we commit each, Lord, into thy hands. Thou knowest all their cares and concerns. And we pray, Lord, that they might, from time to time, feel their case met, their burdens lifted, their hearts encouraged. They might know thy rich blessing. They might find the forgiveness of their sins. So, Lord, we pray, do teach us our sins. Do show us that we're sinners. Oh, that sin might be exceeding sinful to us. We might know, Lord, the depravity of our hearts, our vileness before thee. Lord, we pray that in so showing us that, it may please thee, Lord, to lead by thy gracious Spirit each soul to the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinner's only hope, and find him able and willing. And oh, we pray that we might know a washing from every sin, a cleansing from all sin and uncleanness. And that, Lord, that thou would enable, bless, cause each to cast anchor into that hope set before them. And so, Lord, we pray, remember this neighbourhood. Lord, hast planted a church here. And we pray it might please thee to gather in from this neighbourhood, that there might be known in this neighbourhood that there is a house of God here. And oh, we pray, Lord, that one and another might be quickened and awakened and brought in, and it might please thee to pour out thy Spirit both here and throughout this country. Lord, it might be a turning unto thee, a revival of thy work in our day. We thank thee for the tokens here and there of thy Spirit's work. But how encouraging, Lord, as recently there have been quite a few younger friends brought forth. Oh, may it please thee, Lord, to pour out thy Spirit upon the rising generation. Oh, that they might live to see better days. And so there might be, Lord, a building up. We've seen at times a pulling down. Oh, but may it please thee, Lord, to turn again and smile upon us. Oh, thou lift up the light of thy countenance upon us. Lord, that thou deliver us from the power of sin and Satan. Lord, that those in high places who seek to do what is wrong in thy sight, many, Lord, who are doing what is right in their own eyes, we pray that thou wilt turn and that thou wilt deliver. Do set in high places those who fear thy name. Work in the hearts of those that rule over us. Lord, our royal family, our government, our judges, our leaders, we pray, Lord, work in their hearts, we beseech thee, and cause them to know thee, that they might be brought to do what is right in thy sight. So help us, Lord, we pray. Be with us now as we turn to thy word. No, take not thy Holy Spirit from us. O, send forth thy quickening power. May we know the application of thy word. May it be sealed into our hearts. O, thou hast said, dear Lord Jesus, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. May we be found amongst those. May it be treasured up in our hearts. May it take root downward, bring forth fruit for eternal life, for thy praise, and for our real eternal good. Lord, have mercy, we pray. Forgive our every sin. We ask, Lord Jesus, In thy name, amen.
Hymn 938, the tune Colwyn Bay, 903. When thou, my righteous judge, shall come to take thy ransomed people home, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? Hymn number 938.
Will you turn with me to the chapter we read, Psalm 71. With the Lord's help this morning, I'll speak to you from the opening part of verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Psalm 71, the opening part of verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. This prayer of David, he sets forth his trust. He sets forth before us, or before God, where his trust is. And yet, he's got things ahead of him. He's got things that he's currently in. He's got enemies. He has his fears. And no doubt at times he has his doubts. But in this prayer to the Lord, he seeks to encourage himself in way of remembrance. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. He's felt that habitation. He's felt it a refuge, but he wants to be continually there. He wants to feel safety, security. He longs for it. Oh, he looks back. Thou art my hope, O Lord. Thou art my trust from my youth. He looks back to these beginnings, and he remembers the Lord's dealings, and how faithful, how merciful, though he himself so sinful, yet oh, this abiding, faithful, almighty friend. He acknowledges it, confesses it. By thee have I been holden up. Oh, all that I have, all that I've done, it's only in by thy mercy. Oh, it's only by thy grace that I am what I am. It's only by thy mercy I am where I am this day. It's not in my own wisdom. It's not by my own strength. I have been holden up from the womb. Looking right back to the very beginnings, seeing the overshadowing presence of an almighty God. My life's minutest circumstance is subject to his eye. And you know, friends, when you and I have a tomorrow, a next week, the unknown way, well, how will we do? How will we continue? How will we get through? Oh, it's good for us to look back. Oh, to see the Lord's hand, see his eye over us. Oh, to consider all the way the Lord our God has led us. It's good for us to stop and pause and consider these things. Oh, to take stock. Has he failed us? Has he failed you? Has he brought you? He might have brought you into a place of difficulty. He might have brought a trouble into your pathway that at the time felt to be harsh or difficult or great. And maybe you kicked against it and felt hard done by. And yet, oh, did it not have some teaching in it for you? Where did it bring you? Maybe at first there was that kicking against it, a murmuring maybe. Oh, but have you known those times under affliction, under trouble, oh, where you've you've had to put your mouth in the dust. You've had to confess your sins. You've had to own the Lord is righteous. He's just in his dealings with you. Or maybe there was a secret sin, something hidden, something really that you were bypassing. And in this thing, the Lord has uncovered it. And you've had to confess it. And you found him merciful. It's a nevertheless afterward. How we want that, don't we, when we're in it? You know, it's afterward. That's when it really yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Very few, it's in it. But when you've been brought through, and the Lord has taught, and the Lord has applied, and then looking back, there's a nevertheless afterward. There's an acknowledging in your heart. Or maybe you've been brought to see a wonderful deliverance, and there's praise, adoration and worship in your soul, which would not have come forth except for that trial. The Lord knows how to extract from us poor sinners worship and praise. We're so slothful, we're so bound up, we're so slow in and slack in making mention of the loving kindnesses of the Lord. And out from us at times these things are pressed. The Lord squeezes us. The Lord brings us into a difficulty. Then there's a deliverance. And that men would praise the Lord. There's that song. There's that rejoicing. There's that nevertheless afterward. Well, the psalmist, at the end of Psalm 107, he speaks a beautiful word. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Whoso is wise, brought to be made wise by the grace of God. That's what sets apart the world from the child of God. It's not the trouble. It's not trouble that is the mark of grace in the heart of a child of God. The world's full of trouble. But it's what the trouble accomplishes. It's what the trouble brings. It's where that trouble takes that soul. And when with the child of God, there's those times when it brings them nearer. It does completely the opposite to what Satan would have done. Now, rather than driving them away, it brings them nearer. This is the true mark of the child of God. In your trouble and in my trouble, maybe not at first, because we're silly, we're slow learners, but when we're brought to his feet, do our troubles bring us to his feet? Do our eyes go up unto him? Do we seek for his help? Do we fall at his feet? Whoso is wise. Let me then be one of these wise ones. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand that the loving kindnesses of the Lord. But you see, in verse 28, that he says, in verse 27, he says, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and at their wit's end. They're at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord. Could the creatures help or ease us? Seldom should we think of prayer. Few, if any, come to Jesus till reduced to self-despair. At their wit's end, these are the loving kindnesses of the Lord, beloved friends. It's, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And the troubles and the trials and the sorrows, they're drawing his people nearer and nearer to him. Show his loving kindness. Whoso shall observe these things. Lord, open my eyes. Oh, that I might have the eye of faith. Oh, that I might not view things just with the outward eye. You know how quick we are, aren't we, to see our circumstances. We just know briefly, at best we know what has taken place in the past, if we can unravel that. And we know maybe what is taking place at the present. And yet with such limited knowledge, such poor wisdom, we think we know the end of the thing. What great assumptions we reach. We like put two and two together and come up with three. You know, friends, we ought to have this spirit of trust. Oh, that the Lord would give us God-given faith. That we might have those words of God sealed and fixed into our hearts. David, through his life, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, the Lord was teaching him. The Lord was guiding him. Yes, at times he was left to himself. He made his mistakes. He made his poor choices. Oh, but the Lord saw fit to use those and to show him his need and his dependence upon God. Show him his own weakness. Show him the power of God to deliver. But David is, he's got another mountain upon him. He's getting older. He says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. You know, he's coming to that point in time. The outward man is beginning to perish. Oh, he's got the evidences of his earthly tabernacle being taken down. His hair's going grey. He feels his strength to be not what it was. And you know, these ancients in Bible times, they didn't have the same comforts, the same security that we have these days. David, yes, he was a wealthy man, a king, but even David was brought to see that his wealth was no, could not support him, as his outward man began to fail. And you and I will find the same. Your final salary, pension, the blessings that we have in a welfare state, the old people's homes, you know, they may give us support. But what about our minds? What about the inner man? Oh, we might have the comforts, the helps, the wonderful aids that the old people have these days. What about the inner man? What about when we put our head on our pillow? Oh, do we know that peace with God? You know, you may have that all that rest from work and retirement. You may have things settled in your heart, in your home. What about in our hearts? No, it's cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. Oh, that we might be found leaning hard on him. He says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. So really this morning, to begin with the going forward. David, he looks at his age. Oh, he feels his outward man failing. He fears his strength is coming down. And with it maybe his mind. But how can he then continue? Oh, what will be his last days? Will they be his best? Will he know that peace, that comfort, that consolation? Oh, you may maybe he's looking back and seeing how many times he's failed. Oh, and Satan may be taking advantage, trying to pour darkness over our evidences, calling into question the blessings that we've received. That feeling, is it well? Yeah, well, is it well with you? And is it well with me? Oh, how can we go forward? How can we look forward to that bringing down of ourselves? Yeah, it's coming to us each. You know, friends, it won't escape any of us, except we be found present when the Lord returns. But this bringing down, you know, we solemnly, sadly, find some in midlife and in youth being taken. But we'll maybe not forget the old must die. The old must die. The young may die. Oh, and you know, day passes day, and month passes month, and year passes year. We're getting nearer and nearer and nearer. Oh, and can we look to that day? Have we that resolve in our hearts? Have we that which we are resting on, which will endure that great and most solemn test of our faith? Can we say this morning, I will go. I will go. I'll go. Whatever the Lord has set before me, in whatever way he might bring down this earthly tabernacle, I will go. Maybe you're fearing what might come upon you. What way the Lord will bring down the tabernacle. Oh, but I will go. I'll go trusting him. He has not failed me. What his wisdom sees most fit must be surely best for me. I will go. I will go forward. I will go day by day. And I will go leaning on all sufficient grace. He's not failed me thus far. Will he fail me? Will he leave me? Oh, it's leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. I will go. I will go. Oh, but you can't go in your own strength. Your strength is failing. And your faith, and at times you know it's not as strong as you desire it to be. At times you know that Satan can get in. Oh, and at times you've found yourself at times shaking and fearing and trembling. Oh, yet I'll go. Why? I'm founded on that rock. Oh, that wise builder who built his house. Well, he dug deep, he found a rock, and he began to build. Oh, and when the storm came, and when it beat vehemently on that house, oh, it endured, it stood, it lasted. Oh, to have a religion that's founded on a rock, to be set on that rock, that one and only true foundation, Jesus Christ, and him crucified now, risen, exalted in heaven. Oh, you'll be able to say, I will go, if the Lord brings you into that feeling again that you're standing on that rock. Oh, if he brings you to feel that blessing in your soul again. Oh, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Oh, I'll go. Oh, the Lord whispers, thou art mine to me, I'll go. Oh, whatever lies before, how can I not go? Certainly I'll be with thee, said the Lord to Moses, and Moses went. All that was before him. Oh, you're praying for the word of the Lord to be made precious to you. Oh, that you might have that faith, that trust, that love, that confidence, not in self, but in God, to say, I will go. I will go. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. My friends, you know, at times it's not spiritual things, it's providential things. At times the Lord will set an open door before us. Maybe a door we didn't expect to open. Maybe something arises in our lives and the Lord appears to have set a door before us. But in viewing that open door, maybe the things that come with it, maybe the going through that door is to be one of sacrifice, maybe one of change, maybe a door or a pathway we didn't ask for, or maybe a pathway we didn't see at the time what was in store. Oh, and then to have that resolve, to have that faith, to be found with that I will go. My mind went to Samuel in my thoughts when he went, Saul being rejected by Almighty God as king, and the Lord sending Samuel to anoint one of the children of Jesse. And we read in Samuel's first book of Samuel, chapter 16. Samuel says, verse 2, Samuel said, how can I go? How can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. The Lord had told him, go and anoint. But Saul is still alive. Yes, but I've rejected him. Go and anoint the son of Jesse. But how can I go? Saul is alive, and Jesse's many sons. And how will I know which one? And what if Saul should find out? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. The Lord has commanded. Oh, to have that, to seek the Lord's help. How can I go? Well, in and of yourself, you can't. How can I take up this cross? How can I follow him? Or how can I take this step? It's a venture of faith. But how can I? This circumstances, there's things, there's my own sinful heart, there's the enemy, there's my own weakness, I'm fearful, there's my unbelief. How can I go? Oh, it's Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Oh, how many have proved the sweetness in that short, blessed prayer. Lord, help me. How can I go? You can't go in your own strength. You can't go in your own bidding and in your own at your own call. But is the Lord in it? Is the Lord speaking the command? Is he commanding? Has he commanded? If ye love me, ye say, Lord, I love thee. If ye love me, keep my commandment. Oh, he says, go. My heart says, how can I go? Oh, he says, in my strength. Oh, with me. I will be with thee. It's fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, it's fear not. Fear not. Oh, and you'll prove. You will prove that you're fearing where no fear is. Oh, fear not, I am with thee. Well, how can I go? And Samuel had to prove, he had to go leaning on the Lord. Son after son after son was brought out, and Samuel, on the outward appearance, would anoint the first one he saw. A goodly man, a great man. Write down, and are these all of thy sons, Jesse? One's left in the field. Oh, and it's that venturing. Samuel proving son after son till he gets to the end, and then there's none, but there's one. One in the field. Oh, the Lord teaching his servant. A man looketh upon the outward appearance. God looketh upon the heart. God had that, dear lad David, tending the sheep, set apart for himself, sanctified. Oh, anoint him, man after mine own heart, anoint him. How can I go? Leaning upon him. Paul says in the epistle to the Philippians, he said, I've learnt in whatever state to be content. Now, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. Here a little, there a little, the Lord has taught his dear servant Paul. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. He didn't know all of that before the Lord began to deal with him. Oh, but in that teaching, as he's stripped, as he's filled, as he's given grace daily, as he's taught the Lord's faithfulness, as he proves the Lord, he's persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul is persuaded here and there, and he's given grace, and he's given a right spirit, that he's able to be content. And he says, I can do all things, not in and of himself, through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Oh, the knowledge strengthens him, and Christ himself strengthens him. Oh, and I will go. How? Resting on him, trusting in him. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Beloved friends, at times we look to the arm of flesh. At times we put our own hand to things. The Lord sets forth an open door. The Lord speaks, the Lord commands. The Lord inclines us in a certain way. And it's, how can I go? And we start grabbing onto things. Well, I'll if I do that and that, and then I can go. Or if I take that or that with me, then I can go. You know, we have an example of this, don't we, in the book of Judges. Deborah and Barak. And the prophetess, Deborah, she speaks to Barak. And she commands him. She says that the Lord has called thee to go into battle, to deliver to deliver us from our enemies. He says, she tells him, hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun. She tells him exactly, the Lord sets forth exactly the deliverance that will be given. And she says, I will draw unto thee to the river of Kishon, Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. And he says, Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. He's looking to the arm of flesh. God is with her. I'll have her go with me. You know, friends, we might be very careful in our spirit. Yeah, I speak very carefully now. You know, how many have said, I'll go, but my wife must come with me. I'll go, but my husband must come. I've heard it, friends, particularly with the Lord's dealing and the commandment of believers' baptism and church membership. I will go, says one, but I wait for my wife. We must go together. I'll go, but my husband must come with me. We'll go together. Friends, it's you and I personally. You know, I will go. You know, one day we'll be going before the judgment seat of Christ. Individually, we will leave this time state. On our own, we must stand before him. You won't have your husband. You won't have your wife. You won't have your father or mother. You won't have those earthly props that we have. On our own, you and I must stand before an almighty God to give an account of the things that we've done, both bad and good. And how will you and how will I do? Do we consider these things? You know, we hear of one another being passing away, taken from amongst us. Do we consider it? The righteous perishes. Do we lay it to heart? Do these things concern us? You know, we're nearer day by day, we're nearer hour by hour, we're nearer to that time when we must stand before him. You won't have a choice. You can't say, I will go or I'm not going today. And you might have a choice to decline an appointment tomorrow, make an excuse, put it off, rearrange it. But beloved friends, there's one appointment that you and I will not be late for. It's been fixed from eternity past. That time is written in that book in heaven. And we will not miss that time. And we cannot delay it. It will not be put off. There won't be a choice. You will go, and so will I. And how will we do? And what are we leaning on? You know, Barak says, if thou go with me, I will go. Well, surely his eyes should have been up onto the hills. The Lord had commanded. And how can I go? Well, it's nice if you've a providential thing and you've got friends, godly friends that will go with you in it. Oh, but isn't your first desire, Lord, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence? Oh, whoever comes, it must be, Lord, thee. You know, Moses, the Lord threatened to withdraw his presence, not take away the covenant promise of bringing them into the promised land. That was fixed. But he said, I'll send an angel. Go before thee and lead you into the promised land, but I will not go with thee. Moses couldn't bear it. An angel, wonderful, blessed beings they are, but it's not God himself. You and I, you know, is it God with us that we desire? No, we want that union, that walk, that communion with him. It's if thy presence go not with me, Lord. Oh, then carry us not up hence. Oh, I can go, I will go, but it must be, Lord, with thee. And what about us in this solemn, final, great test of our faith? You know, if we're a child of God, the Lord is preparing us for heaven. But he's preparing our faith for that final article of death. He's persuading us of his faithfulness and his love, an unchanging love, and a hope, a good hope through grace. And here and there through our lives, the Lord is bringing us into trouble and bringing us through it and bearing us up in burdens that are lifelong at times. And each time our little faith swells a little and increases a little as the Lord is bringing us to that final great test of our faith. Oh, and then we're ready. Not a single shaft can hit, but it will, till the God of love sees fit. Can't come early. But it will come. It will come. And oh, to be prepared. Prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Oh, but to be made willing. You know, the people of God, as they brought down to that day, oh, they'll be weaned away from the world, weaned away from this life, be made willing to part with it all. Loved ones, families, things of this life, they're weaned away, brought away from them. Oh, with that I will go. I'll leave it all behind. You can't take anything. You read of someone, a great man who dies. He left £40 million of his estate behind. He didn't take anything with him. He's left it all. Oh, to be made willing. Oh, I will go. Oh, but what can give the soul that peace, that comfort? Oh, what can give a heart to truly say, I will go? To stare the monster in the face, to see the River Jordan, and you look at it now and it's overflowing its banks, and how will I do in the swellings of Jordan? Has Jesus Christ gone on before me? Oh, why are the banks overflowing? Why is he bringing me to see it? Oh, in this time of the great rain and it's swelling so greatly. You want to see your path clear now. Oh, but when the feet of the priest bearing the ark touched the water, they parted. Jesus Christ, your Father's Son, bids you undismayed go on. When you get there, you'll find the water parting and a passage through on dry land. He has gone before. When he put forth his sheep, he goeth before them. He's gone before his people. As the good shepherd, he's made a way. All the danger, all the safety is in his hands. All the danger is gone. Oh, they'll make a good end. By grace, through the merits of the Saviour, I will go in the strength of the Lord, knowing that he has gone on before. He has tasted death. Oh, that his people might be found with him. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. There's many resting places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Trophies of his grace, the purchase of his precious blood, oh, those jewels in his crown, the glory, his in glory with him at last. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in that knowledge that I am an advocate with the Father. And though I'm to stand before the judgment seat, I'll go in this knowledge that I have an advocate with the Father. One who will stand, one who will speak for me. And as Satan brings forth this list of sin, this great catalogue, this great outpouring of filth and vileness, I'll hear Jesus Christ say, bring forth the royal robe. Is not this a brand plucked from the burning? She's one of mine. He's one of mine. Take away the filthy garments. I've paid the price. Jesus Christ has signed the bottom of that great debt. It's all charged to my account. Oh, there's nothing to pay. Oh, let's bring forth the royal robe. Here's the ring for the finger. And come into the marriage supper of the Lamb. And there to abide forever. Oh, that, beloved friends, is a blessed privilege of the people of God. May you and I seek for it. Oh, that assurance of our place. Lord, the Lord will confirm our evidences. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. Amen.
Hymn number 1101 to the tune St. Oswald 653. Jesus, lead me by thy power safe into the promised rest. Hide my soul within thy arms. Make me lean upon thy breast. Hymn number 1101.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.